Anita Reeder performed Echoes for the Transverse Flute by Jacques-Martin Hotteterre, whose dates are 1674 to 1763. Always amazes me that somebody could have lived 89 years before antibiotics or anything else. I guess other people lived 6 months and it averaged out. In any event, Anita Reeder, tell us about your instrument. I understand it is brand new to you, though it is quite old in its style.
Yes, it's a copy from an instrument in the Brussels Conservatory collection. And the reason why I wanted to play it on that particular piece, Echoes, is it plays at a little bit lower pitch than the other instruments that we're playing today. It plays at around A409 or 410. And it just sits really well on the instrument, and it feels good to play. But unfortunately, it's because of that lower pitch, I can't usually play it with anyone else. So anyway, so that's why I picked that flute to play.
Before we talk a little bit more about the piece, maybe you could give us some points of comparison, what that number means that you just gave us, and what a regular flute that somebody might buy at the flute shop for their child or for themselves to learn on, and what other Baroque flutes are pitched at. as compared to this
one? Well, today we play instruments pitched at A440, sometimes even A442, and that's a standard for all orchestral instruments. And for Baroque pitch, though, we tend to play a half step lower, or A415. And sometimes in playing French music or French opera, we'll even play another half step lower than that, which is A392.
And that number refers to a number of vibrations over a certain amount of time, or what does that number refer to?
Yeah, that's what it refers to.
Okay. Good. Tell us about the piece that you played and where it fits in the world of Baroque flute literature.
Well, I think it's kind of a neat piece because Otterter, this particular Otterter, he came from a huge, illustrious family of musicians, and he himself helped design the new woodwind instruments, the flute, the recorder, bassoon, oboe. And so this piece, Echoes, kind of shows off the newfangled instrument that could play forte and piano. It's a lot easier than the Renaissance flute.
It might actually have been almost like a sales piece. I mean, the Otterter yeah. family were making these instruments and selling them. And if somebody could demonstrate a piece like this, then maybe people might say, gosh, we ought to have that latest model Otterter bass flute or whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure he was a good salesman. He wrote a lot of compositions for flute. He also wrote the first How to Play the Flute book in 1707. So.
And did you start off as a quote-unquote... regular flutist and then move into the world of Baroque music?
That's
and Baroque
right.
flute?
I started out as a regular flutist. And
okay. And then you moved up.
Moved
right. Well, thank you so much. Now that you've been introduced to some of the individual instruments, we'll start mixing and matching them and putting them together. And we come now to another piece by the Otterter family, by a member of the Otterter family, in fact, by Jacques-Martin Otterter again. This piece is his first suite, and as you would be familiar if you know, say, a Bach suite, one of the unaccompanied cello suites, or a piano or harpsichord keyboard suite or violin suite, it has a number of movements. They're all dance movements. There's a prelude first, and then we have an allemande, a rondo, a sarabande, a gavotte, a menuet, and a gigue. So we have a total of 7 movements, and this is a piece for flute and harpsichord. And our performers will again be Anita Reeder on that brand new but quite old transverse flute. And our first chance, other than in helping out on the tuning, for us to hear from Andrew Fradel on the harpsichord. And then we'll hear a bit about the harpsichord that he's playing as well after that. So here is the first suite of Jacques-Martin Otterter for flute and harpsichord.
I just want to say that we are only going to play 4 movements. So we'll be playing the prelude, the allemande, then the sarabande, and finish with the rondo.
Okay, you'll have to get the gavotte and the menuet and the jigue somewhere else. And,
thank you.
Anita Reeder, flute, and Andrew Fradel, harpsichord. They performed for us the first suite of Jacques Martin Hautetert. We're going to talk with them a bit after our next break, but I want to thank them both for presenting that piece for us, and I want to thank all of you for being with us, whether you are listening over the airwaves of WFMT or you're live with us here. Well, you're live listening to us as well, but whether you're physically present with us here at the Byron Colby Barn. And speaking of things live, we're going to take you now back live to the WFMT studios to our host in those studios, Jan Weller.